Hi, this is Jessica with the Hungry for More podcast. Feeling snacky? Then I've got a quick bite for you. Welcome to our Quick Bite mini episode series. Hi, friends. Welcome back to another Quick Bite. In today's episode, I want to talk to you about rebounding. And if you don't know what that is, it's basically just bouncing or jumping on a trampoline. And I want to talk to you about this because there are so many great benefits from doing this. And if you're anything like I was, you probably haven't jumped on a trampoline since you were a kid. So before we get into the specifics of the trampolines and what to get and how to do it at home and all of that, we need to start with a little anatomy lesson. So this is quoted directly from an article about rebounding from Chris Wark, who wrote the book Chris Beat Cancer, which, side note, is an incredible book for anyone who's interested in learning about cancer, the cancer treatment industry, and how to heal your body naturally, and also how to prevent cancer. So, and he's a big proponent of rebounding. So to start, your lymphatic system is very involved with rebounding. And your lymphatic system includes your tonsils, thymus, bone marrow, spleen, lymphatic fluid, vessels, and lymph nodes, which I didn't know all of that. I knew about lymph fluid and lymph nodes, but I didn't know all of those things were connected to it. So the thymus and bone marrow produce white blood cells called lymphocytes. Your blood vessels deliver oxygen and nutrients to your cells. Meanwhile, your lymph vessels are like blood vessels, except they are full of clear lymphatic fluid that carries white blood cells, B cells, and T cell lymphocytes throughout your body so they can attack invaders and infected cells. Very closely involved with your immune system, right? Your lymphatic fluid also carries dead cells, metabolic waste, and toxins away from healthy tissues to be eliminated through sweat, mucus, urine, and liver bile, which is carried out in your poop. Lymph nodes are like holding stations that filter the lymph fluid and capture microbes from B and T cells to deal with. Lymph nodes are located in your armpits, groin, neck, jaw, and around the blood vessels of your chest and abdomen. You have about 3 times more lymphatic fluid than blood, but here's the catch. There's no pump, sort of like how your beating heart pumps your blood. Your lymphatic system doesn't have a pump. Muscle contractions in your body encourage the lymphatic fluid to circulate through a series of one-way valves in your body. So the more that you move your body, the more you are able to move your lymphatic fluid. And one of the benefits of exercise is moving your lymphatic fluid, which promotes detoxification in your body, which we all need considering how much toxin exposure we have in the modern world from food, water, pollution, chemicals in your beauty and cleaning products, your furniture. We talk about this all the time, toxic exposure, right? So now I'm sure you're seeing where I'm going to go with this. Obviously, jumping on a trampoline is going to get your lymphatic fluids moving and promote detoxification. But why is rebounding special compared to other forms of exercise? Rebounding creates an increased G-force resistance and positively stresses every cell in your body. It strengthens your musculoskeletal system, your bones, your muscles, connective tissue, and organs, and it stimulates lymphatic circulation. It's also a low-impact activity that allows you to do jumping and aerobic exercises more easily than you could on solid ground. Studies by NASA show that rebounding is 68% more effective than jogging. 10 minutes of jumping on a trampoline is a better cardiovascular workout than 33 minutes of running. So there are a few different exercises that you can do on your rebounder. One is obviously bouncing, which is just gently bouncing up and down on the rebounder without your feet leaving the mat. This is very low impact and is very effective for moving your lymphatic system. You can also do this on an exercise ball or even seated on the rebounder. There's the strength bounce, which is jumping as high as you can, and this strengthens your stabilizer muscles throughout your body, improves your balance, and moves your lymphatic system very well. This is something that's a good thing to work up to if you're not used to jumping on a trampoline. And then there's aerobic bouncing, which is Anything that you can do, any kind of crazy maneuvers you can think of on a trampoline. So jumping jacks, twisting, running in place, bouncing on one leg at a time, dancing. It's basically higher intensity aerobic exercise, and it will get your blood pumping and will work up a sweat. So for healing chronic illness, you might want to be careful with the output of adrenaline and cortisol that results from high intensity exercise. One benefit of rebounding is you can get a lot in a short period of time. I try to do 5 to 20 minutes of rebounding most days. I end up doing a bit of all of these different types of exercises that I just mentioned on my rebounder. I'll start off warming up with some bouncing and I'll play fun music. And then my endorphins will start pumping and I'll end up dancing and twisting and doing jacks. And I turn my session into a concert. It's one of my favorite things about this exercise. It's that you can do it quickly. There are so many benefits, and it ends up being fun. It's really fun. It's childlike to jump on a trampoline. It also might be a little scary if you haven't done that since you were a kid, and especially if you don't have good balance. Actually, rebounding and yoga have really helped improve my balance. So it's another reason I recommend getting on a rebounder. Balance is so important as we age. And if you're worried about this, they do have a bar attachment that you can get for your rebounder so that you have like a handle to hang on to while you're using it. The other nice thing about rebounding is you don't need a lot of room to use it. I use it in my guest room in a little corner away from my ceiling fan. I don't have high ceilings, and I have plenty of space to get the workout in. So, most places you will be able to find a spot for rebounding. The only caution that I would recommend is to use it on a non-slippery surface like carpet or a rug or outside in the grass. Actually, there's a lot of benefits to doing it outside. You get nature, you get sun, fresh air. But if you do that, just be careful of sprinkler heads. I had a trampoline in my backyard as a kid, and I flooded our yard because I dragged the trampoline over a sprinkler head. So don't do that. Now you might be wondering what kind of rebounder to get. All kinds of rebounders will provide benefits, but some are certainly better than others. Quality will matter here a little bit. You want to be careful with your body. So, do your research. I have found that rebounders with bungee cords work a little bit better. They're a little easier on your body than rebounders with springs. I have a bungee cord rebounder, one person, it's small, and I bought mine on Amazon for under $100. I did have to put it together myself, and so just fair warning, attaching the bungee cords is a bit difficult and it did require some strength. I scraped my knuckles a bit on the mat, but once it's attached, you're good to go. You may need to rope somebody in with some strength to help you put it together if you're having some trouble with it. And I will include the link to the one that I bought in the show notes. And just so you know, they also sell a version with the handlebar attachment if you want one. And that's really about it on rebounding. I loved adding this routine into my life. I love that a little bit of it goes a long way. On a day that I don't feel like working out, I can always get 5 minutes of bouncing in at least and get some benefits. So let me know if you buy one. And if you try it out, let me know if you find it to be as fun as I do, because it really is. It's so much fun. It's one of the reasons that I most wanted to talk about it on the show is it's a type of movement that's quick and fun and childlike. And I would imagine as an adult, you probably don't get enough of that in your life. Thanks so much for listening. Please share this with someone who might get a benefit from learning about rebounding. And until next time, stay hungry. Bye, friends.